Hi developers, I'm Hussein Dilya, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to apply MVVM design pattern to Xamarin Forms applications. The goal here is to make your application easy to maintain and easy to write unit tests against it. So to start with, we'll build a non-MVVM application, then we try to convert that application to use MVVM design pattern. So here I start with an application that you already know. So here I have a simple application that only contains a label, a button, and an entry. And in this application, what I'm doing here, I'm creating these three elements, the entry, button, and my label. And I'm creating the click event in this XAML page. And in the code behind, which is in the XAML.cs, right here I'm creating my event, and here I'm accessing my name entry, which is my first entry here, call it name entry. Then I'm trying to change the text value of my hello label to include the message that I want. So in the first line I'm getting the name, then I'm showing the name plus the hello string here inside my hello label. So this is a non-MVVM application, and this is a really hard to maintain and to unit test, because here I have the logic code of my application is embedded inside the views code. So here we need to separate the code of the views from the code of my logic, of my business logic. So to start your conversion, or to start applying MVVM application, we need to create the three known folders for MVVM. So let's create the first one. I'll add a new folder, call it models, and in this application we don't have actually models, but I go and create another folder. This one will contain my views. So here I'll place my main page. I move it to my views folder because the main page is a view in my application. Then we'll add the third folder for my view models. So let's call it view models. And here I'll add the code for my business logic. So I'll add a new class, because a view model at the end is a class. Let's call it main view model to match the name of my view main page. So let's call it main view model. So it should be a public class. So let's make it public. And my main view model have all the properties that will be accessed from the view. So in my application here, I want that the user types a name, then shows a hello message inside the label. So let's start by typing, or by creating the first property that will be bound to the name of the user. So let's create a property, and here I'm using a shortcut in Visual Studio by typing P-R-O-P, then clicking tab. Twice. This way we can create properties. So let's call it name. So this is gonna be my first property in Xamarin, and my view model. This property will contain the name of the user. And now let's add another property of type string, also to contain the value of my hello message. That's good. So now we go and bound these properties to our views, so that in each time the view or the user types the value in the view, that type or that name, type it there, will be bound to my name property inside the main view model. So this is the mechanism of data binding. So let's do that. So let's go to my main page here. And right from here, before doing data binding to the property, we need to bind to the view model. So each view should be bound to a view model. And that could be done by the data binding. So let's go to the content, to my content page dot binding context. And from here, we need to add a reference to my main view model. Here, my main view model is inside this namespace. So let's first of all create that namespace. So here, XMLNS. Let's call it view models and equal. So here, my namespace. It's xamarin_tips.viewmodels. Dot view models. Great. So now let's we can access that view models namespace, and inside of it I can find that I have the main view model class. Now I'm ready to bind my name inside the main view model to my entry here. So here I'll add the binding. So we want to bind that name to the text property of the entry. So we'll use the binding. And from here, you can see that here we have the properties name that are in my main view model. So we want to bind to my name. Good. And let's do the same thing for the label. And for the label, we'll bind it to the hello message. Great. So now another thing to change in when applying MVVM is the clicked event. So in your buttons, because the clicked event should and only can point to an event inside your code behind page, as here I have it, it's pointing to this method inside your main page .xaml.cs, and we want to remove this method and to make it inside the main view model. So the way to do that, I go and copy command that one and remove the clicked event. And instead of using the clicked event, you can use the command, and the command provides a way to execute a method that is not in the code behind but inside the main view model. So let's create a command, but here I don't have yet a command in my main view model. So let's go back to my main view model, and right from here I'll go and create a property, a public property of type command. Let's call it say hello command. Let's add that namespace first. It's inside the xamarin_forms.command. So here it's adding using xamarin.forms. Let's call our command say hello command. So we can initialize it right from here or inside the constructor. For me, I choose to do that here. So let's implement its get property. So that one will return a new command, and the new command from its constructor we can inject the action that will be executed in each time I click the button. So the execution of the command, it will assign a new value to my hello message, and that value will be hello plus name. So remember what we were doing in the code behind here, button unclick it. It was getting that value name and assigning the new value to my hello label. Here in the code behind, it was accessing the name of my properties, but here in MVVM, it is not accessing the UI elements. Instead, it's using properties, and those properties are referenced by my view. using the binding concept. So this way, we are separating concern so that my logic, my business logic code doesn't reference the view. It doesn't even know what the view is doing. Good, so now we have created the command. Let's bind that command to the clicked event. And here, go to the button, add the command, and bind it to the say hello command, as we have it here. Great. And with this code now, we don't need the names of my label or the name of the entry. Let's test this application now. So let's type a name. Oops. Let's click the say hello button. But here you see it's not displaying the message hello my name. Why that? If we try here to put a breakpoint in my command here in this gray space right from here and click another time on the say hello, here you see it's executing now this this command. So let's type F11 to step into. So here I can see that the value of my name is right and the hello message, it contains the right value, it contains the right message, hello Hossein, but it's not displaying that value to my user interface. Why is that? That's because my user interface needs a way to get notified that a new value should be refreshed in its in the user interface. And the way to refresh the user interface is a simple way, is just by implementing the iNotify property changed interface. And here I'm using a resharper, so it's easy for me to implement that class. I just type Alt Enter and then implement iNotify property changed. And that only will add these lines of code in my main view model. So only these three lines of code. So it's adding property changed and a method called on property changed. This method will try to notify the user interface in each time I have a property that should be refreshed. So let's use this method to refresh the value of the hello message so that the new value will be displayed on my user interface. So we need here to change the implementation of our setter. The way to do that, I'll add a backing field to my property. So here I can refresh, or I can call a method inside the setter of the hello message property. So let's call on property change it. Great. Now let's run again our application and see the change we have made. So let's try with a name here. Say hello. Let's dismiss that breakpoint and let's continue. And here it's displaying the message, hello Ahmed. So now we have created a fully MVVM application with separation of concern, so that now it's easy for me to create unit tests for this application, and also it's now more easier to maintain this application because I'm separating the business logic code of my application inside a main view models and putting the views code inside the views. So you can remark here that from my main page, which is the view, I'm referencing the main view model. I'm referencing the business logic code, and that's fine. But referencing the views from the main from the view model is not good. That's not the right MVVM. Good. So we now we said that this will make unit testing my application really easy. So let's try to add a unit test in my application. So let's add a new folder to put my unit test inside of it. So let's add a new solution folder. Let's call it tests, for example. And to this folder, I'll add a new project. And to add a unit test project within Visual Studio, here I go to test and choose unit test project. So I call it my application Xamarin Tips. Conventionally, we name our application by the name of the project and dot unit tests or just dot tests. I call it as unit tests. And from here, there is two things to do. The first one is to add a reference to the project that you want to unit test. In my case, I go to references, add reference to the Xamarin Tips project by going to projects here and select Xamarin Tips. The second thing to do is to manage NuGet packages and install Xamarin Forms to the unit test project, because we need that one to write unit tests, because our portable application uses or references Xamarin Forms NuGet package. So let's install Xamarin Forms NuGet package, and of course you have to make sure that you install the same version installed in your portable project. Here is this version for me, the latest stable. Let's install this one. Hit OK. The installation is done successfully. Now let's go back to my unit test. And here for this unit test, I'll go and call it main view model unit test, because here I will, in this class, I will be testing the methods or the commands inside my main view model. So let's call it main view model test. Tests. Yes. Good. Now I want to test my command, which is called say hello command test. So we have the three steps for testing or for writing unit tests, which the three, and we call them the three A's. The first one is to arrange, then to act. Then the third step is to assert. So for the arrange, we should arrange the our environment to be tested, and that's my main view model. So let's create a new instance of the main view model. And also the arrange should inject all the values or all the properties to be tested later. For so here I want to test the scenario when I type a name, then I click the button on the act. So when typing the name property will be changed. So I set the name property to a value. So let's put Hassan here, for example. Then we are ready to act, and acting is by using the main view model and execute the command. So let's go to the say hello command, and the way to execute the command here is by calling execute method here, because it doesn't accept any parameters. Our say hello doesn't have parameters, so here we only pass null. Great. So after acting, we need to go to assert and verify if the expected value is the actual value. So we use the assert class, and use are equal. The first value is the expected value. So from this value, we are expecting the message "Hello, Hassan." And the actual value is the value provided by the main view model dot message dot a hello message. Now let's run this unit test. So here I go and bring the test explorer by going to test windows, then hit your test explorer. That will pop this window right from here. And here if I here you see it doesn't display any unit tests, and to display them we just go to build and hit build solution. That will rebuild all my solution and discover any unit tests in this application. You see here it is discovered that I have a test called say hello command test. Let's run now this test by clicking run all or just using the shortcut Control R A. Our test was passed successfully. That's good. So let's take a look at what we have done now. So now we isolated the business logic inside my main view model, and with that I can create unit tests for the application because it's an MVVM application. But imagine if we did not have an MVVM application. How we can unit test our non-MVVM application? If we don't have a MVVM application, then think about unit testing this method. You have the button on click it method. How can you unit test this application? So you would create a new instance of the main page and then execute dot button on click it and pass, and think about passing the parameters, the sender and the e, the event args parameters to your method. And also you should be worrying about the name entry and the hello label which are inside your view. So here it's easy to write unit tests against your business logic when it's separated from your views. And if I want to test my views, then there is another type of tests which is the UI tests, and Xamarin provides a way to unit test these projects. So if you go to, for example, let's try, just I want to show you how to do that. In the test here you see you have coded UI test, but you can choose one for Xamarin. Here you have UI test app, and this one will provide a library for testing your Android and iOS applications by creating scenarios for clicking a button, then waiting for the hello message to be shown, and verify if the value or if the text of that hello message is the expected value. So this was an introduction on how to apply MVVM to your Xamarin Forms applications. I hope this video was helpful, and thank you.